Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian Enten is News Nation's senior national correspondent. Brian, good morning. I know you're in North Carolina. What can you tell us about how it looks at the polling places there this morning?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been pretty busy this morning. It's a foggy morning here. I'm in Raleigh. There were some lines early this morning. It's kind of fizzled out a little, but I would say it's steady. You know, they had more than 50% of registered voters here in North Carolina early vote. So we were sort of expecting maybe not to see the kind of lines we've seen in years past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you go into these swing states, I mean, you can't escape. Everybody knows what's going on. You're inundated with the ads and the text messages and the billboards. So people seem pretty into it this time around.
Yeah, I know you were traveling through the swing states, talking to voters, Democrats and Republicans and independents. Anything surprise you about what you encountered in your travels?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We did this road trip across the country. We started on the East Coast and drove all the way to California and stopped through most of the swing states. There were a couple of surprises. I mean, you know, there were a lot of people. There were lifelong Republicans who were going to vote Democrat for the first time because of abortion. A lot of women, suburban women we met in the Philly area who felt that way, which was really interesting, who thought they would never vote for a Democrat, that just based on the abortion issue say that they were going to vote for Harris. But then we saw the opposite. You know, I went to a Philly on the mind. I went into a barbershop in Philly, a predominantly black barbershop. And a lot of the men in there said they were going to vote for Trump. You know, their small businesses in some of these neighborhoods in Philadelphia have been broken into. They were concerned about crime in the city. And they even went back to Harris's record in California as a prosecutor. They felt like she was unfair to black men. So what you hear about the stats involving black men not necessarily liking Harris, we found that to be true just based on what we saw on the ground.
There will be waves of information tonight, probably starting at 6 o'clock Chicago time and then building up to midnight Central when the polls finally close in Alaska. But are you getting the feeling that we're not going to know anything definite at all until maybe at the earliest later tomorrow?
Who knows? I mean, you know, I'm hoping we'll have a good feeling by the end of the night which way this is going to go. One interesting thing from just traveling the country and going to all the different states, which I think is a little different than decades past and years past, is there's just been so much like migration in the country. Like even where we are in North Carolina right now, Raleigh, you know, they've doubled in size and population over the last 20 years. I mean, imagine a city doubling in size, people coming from all over the country moving to Raleigh. When we were in Ohio, a lot of Democrats have left Ohio. You know, it used to be a swing state. When we were in Nevada, you've got so many Latinos moving in there. It's now 25% Latino. So I think it's like harder this time around to really know what's going to happen because people have moved around so much over the last 10 years or so. Which I think is just like another element to why this year is going to be so it's been hard to predict and why I think it's going to end up really close.
And as far as the early voting is concerned, it's difficult to compare to how it went during COVID because then you had obviously people didn't want to vote in person at the polls. So do you think when all the numbers are added up, this is going to be a record as far as the early voting?
It certainly seems like it. And it's funny, you know, we'll go talk to both sides. We were at the GOP office here in North Carolina last night, and then we were at the Democrat one. You know, both sides will try to tell you that the early voting numbers are really good for them. So it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what they really mean, you know. But it's certainly nice to see an engaged electorate. And I got that vibe. I reside in Florida, which is no longer a swing state, and so I kind of forgot until you get out. I spent like 2 weeks on the road in the swing states. You forget like just how much a part of their life this whole process is because like there's so much focus on them. I mean, everybody has had a knock on their door. Like I said, they get text messages all day long. So they're very much aware of what's going on. That's the sense that I've gotten.
In Pennsylvania, of course, that's the key state, it seems. There's a change in the way the election workers, well, they don't let them go home anymore. Last election, I think, you know, midnight or whatever time it was, they got to go home for a break and then come back and finish counting. This time, as I understand it, they have to stay there all night and count. So does that mean we may get a Pennsylvania result a little earlier than we have in the past?
Yeah, that's the hope. And it does certainly, like you said, look like Pennsylvania could end up being one of the key states that, you know, that has a lot to do with the outcome of all of this. But yeah, you're right. The rules change, so hopefully that means that they'll work into the night. We may have something sooner from there if they really into play, which it looks like they will. You know, people forget that all of these states, which is the way our system is set up, you know, have different rules and different local ways that they do things, even county by county. So that's why the process can take so long. It's, mm-hmm. it's not like there's one centralized way that the votes are counted.
Brian Enten, News Nation Senior National Correspondent. Really appreciate your reporting, Brian. Thank you very much. We'll be talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.